can actually see in the middle of this field here. You can see the, I think there's some ducks that are living in the middle of this crop here because they believe that it's a lake.
That's Michelle Blair. She's part of Berska Action Group. They've been fighting against plans by West Lancashire Borough Council for the last few years.
They want to build on the Greenbelt in Berska, and as it turns out, in lots of other areas in West Lancs. A lot of people around here are mainly concerned about the traffic and the flooding, and the master planning consultation is ignoring the traffic and the flooding.
Berska's next housing development will happen right behind her house, and lots of her neighbours' houses. The Yew Tree Farm Master Plan is one of West Lancashire Borough Council's big developments for the next 15 years. The plan, build up to 500 homes by 2027, with another 500 to come later on a site the size of 100 football pitches.
I'm Roger Bell. I live in Bursko. I've been a borough councillor here for 2 years. The council is forced by government to find land to build an awful lot of houses. In our case, I think it's about 4,600 and some odd. If you take the original concept of the Greenbelt, which was to stop communities merging together, this particular land does not serve that purpose because it's already surrounded on four sides by the industrial estate on one side, on housing on the other sides.
So let me explain. Berska is actually two places. There's Berska Bridge, which is where the main village centre is, and Berska proper, which is fairly residential. There's also the connection to the M6 there. Between those two areas is where the proposed Yew Tree Farm Master Plan will lie. It'll essentially fill the gap.
I've lived in Berska all my life, 38 years.
Craig is a local business owner. He runs a cafe in the centre of Berska Bridge.
It's no longer a small village. It's becoming a town. Yew Tree Farm, I think, it's good for Berska because the land needs to be developed. Something needs to be done with it. It's good for my business, really, that more people are coming into Berska, moving into the area. I think this is what West Lancs wanted. This was the preferred option, Berska, out of all the choices.
Councillor Roger Bell, again.
In one sense, the whole consultation so far, I think, has missed the important points. Probably the biggest issue round here is drainage. When you get a heavy rainfall, it ends up in the sewer, and the system then can't take that capacity. So it pops out in streets, in people's houses. It's probably been the biggest source of complaint I've had.
In a statement, West Lancashire Borough Council say that they're working with Lancashire County Council to build a sustainable drainage system for the site to help prevent surface water flooding.
What are they going to do to make sure that the people who already live in Berska just don't get 500 houses dumped on them and a repeat of problems that, quite frankly, have happened time after time?
The consultation ends later this month, but in years to come, Berska's image as an idyllic village could be dead in the water.
Not quite into Scotland, but up on the border, and it's been a good night for the Conservatives in Carlisle, hasn't it, Lee McCauley?
That's right. They said he was the underdog going into this election campaign, but it turns out the bookies are going to be paying out a little bit more than they expected. John Stevenson, the Conservative Party candidate, has won re-election with an increased majority of 2,774 votes. That's over the second place candidate, Lee Sheriff. It was expected to be a much closer race. She came away with 1,699 votes, with UKIP taking third place, as they predicted, Fiona Mills taking 5,277 votes.
Police are urging people not to protest outside Carlisle Crown Court before the hearings in the Jordan Watson murder case for fear of the case being moved to another city. The three men charged over Jordan's murder made their first Crown Court appearance by video link this morning. CFM's Lee McCauley was there for us.
That's right. The presiding judge, Judge Batty QC, spoke today of his concerns about possible disruption to the case by protesters who had gathered outside the court before the start of today's preliminary hearing. The police have also issued a plea to members of the public about the case. Here's Detective Superintendent Andy Slattery.
We all want this trial to take place in Carlisle. We understand that there is a strength of feeling in Carlisle and people wish to come and support Jordan. But this isn't the place to do it. If people wish to have a public demonstration of their support and to leave tributes, I would ask people, please do not come to the Crown Court to do that.
The three men are next due to appear before Carlisle Crown Court at the start of September.
Victims of honour-based violence are being urged to speak up on a national day of action, 12 years after the body of a teenage girl was found in Cumbria. Today would have been the day that Shafilia Ahmed celebrated her 29th birthday, but she was murdered by her parents after years of honour-based abuse. Her body was later found in Cumbria's River Kent.
This woman, whose identity we've protected, had to take a forced marriage prevention order against her parents. She's been speaking to CFM's Michelle Livesey.
They was like, next time you go to Pakistan, it'll be you getting married. So it was at this point that I decided to speak to the child protection officer in school. So if something was to happen, they'd know what happened.
What was the action that was taken then? Because it got to a point where you were really fearful.
It was a Friday and I was worried about going home and what would happen over the weekend. It was then she arranged for a nearby refuge so I could go there, and that's when I moved out. I do feel guilty now, but if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't be talking here now.
And there's backing for this day from Cumbria Police as well. The force says this type of violence can happen anywhere, and they hope the day will give victims the confidence to come forward. Next, there'll be no vote on fox hunting in the Commons today. It's been scrapped by the government because they faced losing to Labour and the SNP. Workington MP Sue Haymans revealed that yesterday alone she got 240 emails on the issue. She's told CFM that foxes don't have to be managed through a hunt.
I believe that you should have better investment in adequate poultry housing if you're worried about your hens, a good husbandry to manage lambs, for example. You know, it isn't just about managing foxes. It's about how you do that and how you protect your livestock.
In the rest of today's news, big companies who pay men more than women could be named and shamed. David Cameron's plan involves forcing employers to reveal the average wages paid to both sexes. Next, the Ministry of Defence has been told its gross failures contributed to the deaths of three SAS reservists on a training march. A coroner's ruled organisers were not well enough prepared and didn't appreciate the dangers of the hot weather during the exercise in the Brecon Beacons in 2013. Now back here, the developers of Cumbria's new nuclear power plant have today officially taken ownership of the site from the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority. The deal was signed all the way in Tokyo, and we'll see NuGen press ahead with the project at Moorside, which is set to create tens of thousands of jobs. And finally, drivers could face delays caused by a wind turbine tomorrow. It's as it's moved across the county to Workington. The slow-moving load will leave Tea Bay along the M6 from 9 tomorrow morning and then head west across the county on the A66 and the A595. There's more news and sport on our website.